Support for KPLU's studio sessions comes from the Shack Art Center, announcing Fresh Paint, Festival of Artists at Work, August 15th and 16th, including glassblowers, painters, and woodworkers demonstrating their craft on the Everett waterfront. Directions at Shack, SCHACK.org.
And now, direct from Whidbey Island and live from the KPLU studios, the Three Stamp Stamp Band.
Up your leg like a plant to the sun and stop for a heartbeat. We become one. The scent of you fills me as I travel to your ear. With every move you make, you draw me in so near. And for you, I would fly for the chance. Be lost in you and the dance. And I move uncontrollably, rolling off the curve of your skin into the whispered words that you speak to me from within. I have only your touch, the solid ground beneath me. It takes me away and fills my soul. And for you, I would fly for the chance to be lost in you and the dance. Solid ground beneath me. It takes me away and fills my soul completely. And for you, I would fly for the chance to be lost in you and the dance. To be lost in you.
That was Levi Berkeley on guitar and vocal, and the other three cent stampers here. I should introduce everybody here. Gloria Ferry Brennan on violin. Say hi.
Hello.
You go by Glow, right?
Oh, James calls me that.
Oh.
My close friends call me Glow, but okay. I like Glow with a W.
Okay, even better. And James Hinckley on cello. And normally you're a trio, but we have a couple of extra players today on viola, Cynthia Morrow and Brian Kenny on violin, helping things out. What a great sound. You know, I don't know how many months ago it's been. It's probably 4 or 5 months, a CD wound up in my mailbox. A lot of them do. And just kind of glancing at it, and I said, oh, there's a cut of Janine on here. And so I immediately took it in to play it, and I was just knocked out and listened all the way through. And you guys are doing wonderful work. How long have you been together? Because this is the first I've heard of you.
Well, we're almost at 4 years, but yeah. A little over three.
Mm-hmm. And Gloria, I know you're going to school in the fall.
I'm going off to the Curtis Institute of Music in the fall. Actually, in less than a month now.
Yeah. And you were accepted not only to Curtis, but also to Juilliard.
Yes.
Do you want to talk at all about what tipped your decision either way?
Yeah. They're probably the best schools in the world, the two of the best schools. And it was a hard decision to make. I think in the end, I liked that it was a little bit smaller, and I felt like it was maybe a little bit less cutthroat and more there for the love of music. I felt when I went there to visit and audition, I felt like it was just such a beautiful place, and I loved the people and the teachers, and Philadelphia is a great city.
Yeah, Philly,
and it's just an hour train ride to New York if I want to go there too.
That's not true, though. I thought it was just because you liked the Philly steak sandwich.
Yeah. Oh yeah. I might have to stop being a vegetarian for a while when I'm there. Well,
if anything can do it, it'll be a Philly cheesesteak.
Yeah, I'm gonna give it a shot.
Well, I know you're also a classical player. Do you have are you just gonna play whatever you want when you get out of school, or
you're
not gonna focus on anything?
I want to do as many different things as possible, and these two have really kind of pushed me outside my comfort zone.
Uh-huh.
James asked me to do this when I think I was 15, 14.
Yeah. Well, this is good, because that was my next question, how you
got
together.
I was 14, and we were doing a duo recital and doing a bunch of classical pieces on the first half.
Mm-hmm.
And James is like, I know this really great guitar player. Let's have him come over for the second half, and we can just cook something up. And I was like,
this was right on in the performance?
No, no. This was when we were preparing for it.
Yeah.
And I think it took some arm twisting, as I recall. Just a little bit.
A little bit, but we got Levi. Levi and I have been playing together for about 15 years as a duo and with a different trio. And this is my favorite person to play jazz with. And since she was my favorite person to play classical with, I thought if I get them together, then I get the best of everything.
Were you a jazz fan prior to this?
Yeah,
role?
I listen. Yeah. You know, I feel like I listen to jazz and other styles more than classical.
Ah.
Actually, I really love playing classical music, but I don't listen to it all that often.
Oh, you listen for fun, you listen to jazz.
Yeah.
And lots of other stuff, too.
And lots of other things.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's really curious. I've always found that the musicians have much more eclectic musical tastes than most of the fans do.
Yeah.
It's really interesting. Well, one of the things that knocked me out so much about that the disc that we got, the 3-cent stamp disc, in addition to your terrific playing and your solo scene, Levi, was amazing harmonies that you do. And I'd love to hear one like that now, if you would.
Well, actually, that was going to be our next one. We were going to do another one with solos Levi's amazing voice.
Okay, yeah, and it is too. Well, we'll look forward to the harmony, and really look forward to hearing another solo vocal with Levi. Once again, the 3-cent Stamp Band, live from the KPLU studios.
Thank you.
must have seemed when she told me that she loved me. How unmoved and cold I must have seemed when she told me so sincerely. Why she must have asked, did I just turn and stare in icy silence? What was I to say? What can you say when a love affair is over?
Sensitives, Levi Berkley, guitar and vocal, James Hinckley, cello, and Gloria Ferry Brennan on violin. What a beautiful arrangement. And when you first came in on violin, it sounded familiar to me, that kind of pulsing thing that you were doing from some classical piece, but I can't think of what it was.
It's from the Chopin E minor.
Right.
Which is where Jobim got the idea.
Oh, is that so? I didn't know that.
In fact, that was originally when we got together, that's kind of what we did. We found jazz tunes that came from classical tunes, and then it kind of spread out from there.
Yeah, beautiful, beautiful job. Well, I want to talk about harmony. It was a little premature before, but now we're right in the groove. I was just really astounded by some of the stuff that you guys were doing. And we're going to hear an example of it in a little bit. But what I'm wondering is how you work that out. Do you work it out on paper first or just try it out?
It's a combination of things. Yeah. With Levi's music, Levi's kind of got an idea in his head, and then we try to make it work for him when we do a lot of Levi's tunes. And then some of the other ones that I bring are written out. Some of them are very, very arrangement-oriented, like that one. The Chopin couldn't just like pop out of nowhere. It's like I said, it's a little
James group and I of it. Are on complete opposite ends of the spectrum musically, because he is very he works with notation and he understands notation very well, and I do kind of basic notation, but for me music is all in my head, mm-hmm. and so he makes me understand
and he makes
his
me
notation
understand,
in
yeah.
the simplest possible way, and I just like, hey James, can you play this? And usually he says, well, that's bad technique.
Oh. or what usually is like, no, that's impossible, Levi. And then
and
I'll
then
work
you find
on
a
it.
Way.
And, yeah, and by golly, it sounds cool. So,
well, we were talking about gigs a little before. I do want to mention that you are playing this Saturday at the Whidbey Island Winery. What time will that be?
Well, we were debating whether it was 6 or 7, but they do have a website. Is it 7?
Yeah.
They have a website you can go to, and I think you can even get reservations through the website. So,
okay.
And I think there's a link to it from our website, right, Leila? Yeah.
3 cent stamp band. Oh, and that reminds me, one more question before you play. Where did that name come from? It's a terrific name. But...
Well, we all got together for dinner once to try to come up with a name, because we were only going to do
really
the one concert, and... When we decided to keep going, I wouldn't even tell you this. Some of the names are awful, but then, and then Levi just came up with it, just out of the blue.
Yeah, yeah, it's thinking name. Classy, you know. There's three of us, 3 cent stamp, and it wasn't taken. That's basically what it was. Yeah. When you type in 3centstamp.com and you think, oh, that's not taken. Oh, Facebook's not.
Although
taken.
You
oh,
do the get
Twitter's
the post office
okay,
a lot.
Let's do 3 cent stamp.
You get what?
You get the post office a lot.
Yeah, you got it. Yeah, folks, when you Google them and look for them online, be sure and say and write 3 cent stamp band, or you'll be lost in the land of philately.
Yeah. We have gotten a lot of people mailing us 3 cent stamps though.
Oh, that's great.
In fact, on the CD cover, some of those are ones that were gifts from people. Yeah. So.
Well, I don't know. Is that better or worse than having underwear thrown at you?
You know, I was going to say something about which ones would stick better, but I won't say that.
Well, maybe it's time now to move on. We were talking about harmony, and one of the tracks on your album that really blew me away was Horace Silver's Doodlin' with the wonderful John Hendricks lyrics, and I know you're going to do that, so you want to take us out with a little bit of doodling?
We ought to mention that we first did this on Bach's birthday, so we added a little bit in the middle. I'm not sure if it was to honor Bach or maybe just to make him spin in his grave, but one or the other.
Using the phone booth, making a few calls, doodling weird things, using the booth walls. Got me a big date, waiting for my chick, putting a face on so she can look slick. I enjoy procrastinating, cause I'm busy while I'm waiting. Doodling away, doodling away. Sitting and dining, dinner beginning, started designing, using the linen. Talking to my date, doodling my bit. Waiter got salty, told me to please quit. Told the waiter, don't be dizzy, can't you see I'm very busy. Doodling away, doodling away.
Do you doodle all day?
Asked the waiter in his way, do you doodle all night? Told the waiter he was right.
In your doodling way.
That's the way I'm gonna say.
I think it things right.
Doodling sheds a lot of light.
Don't know what I can do.
Ain't nothing you can do.
With all doodling you.
Doodling's all I wanna do.
That's for true. Thank you.
what's going on in Weirder Minds and Doodling Minds? Those weird designs are crazy lines. They only show what's going on in Weirder Minds and Doodling Minds.
Those weird designs are crazy lines. They only show what's going on in Weirder Minds and Doodling Minds.
Cause when you doodle and you noodle, you're flying by. Cause when you noodle, you're flying by. Those weird designs are doodling lines and crazy lines and weirder lines.
Doodling.
I'm very busy doodling away.
They only show what's going on.
They only show what's going on.
They only show what's going on.
They only show what's going on. You noodles flying, 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 flying. You're flying blind, you're flying blind.
You're flying
blind,
you're flying blind.
Thinking if I ever had me a doubt, well, life is really a lie. I get my pencil on out, my little pencil on out. And everything that I write could maybe just shine a light. Cause it conceivably might be something awesomely bright. And when you do, flying high, flies as high as a kite, and I can fly up there too, just like my dude, and do
that's for true. Later the waiter had me arrested, took me to Bellevue, where I was tested. Had me a doctor, probed my noodle, before it was half done, taught him to doodle. Showed him hidden thoughts that linger, finding out that through your fingers, doodling away,
doodling away.
Doctor was real nice, told me to be cool, looked at the waiter, called him a real fool. Looked at my baby, told me he dug her, got me a doodling so he could bug her. When he put his arms around her, quite to his surprise he found her. Doodling away,
doodling away,
we just doodle all day.